part of the Red Band Network. RedBandNetwork.com.
Extreme Bits.
This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
Hi, Rami. What's your name?
My name is Matthew.
Matthew, where are you listening?
I'm listening on my PSP.
Sweet, dude. That's awesome. Do you always listen to Adobe on there, or did you just find us, or what?
I just now found the number. I was just like listening to a song, and the number popped up, and I wanted to see if it worked.
Cool, dude. Well, thanks for listening on your PSP. That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, keep on listening, okay? Lots of good stuff coming. Okay, that was Nick calling from his PSP listening.
See, Eddie, you win more flies with honey than with vinegar.
What does that mean?
It means stop being a dick to the callers.
Unless they're hot chicks, then the honey is being a dick.
Come again.
Hello?
Is this Nick?
Yes.
Hey, Nick, it's Eddie and Chris from Extreme Bits. We're on the air. How you doing?
How's it going?
Not too bad. Not too bad. How are you?
Good, good.
So you're on the road right now, I understand.
Not yet. We actually leave early tomorrow morning. But
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just about to be on the road.
Did you guys play a show tonight or something? What was going on with your cell phone reception?
Oh, I was in transit. I was stuck in traffic before. But I'm at my destination for the night, and then we hit the road tomorrow. And then we'll be in Indianapolis on Sunday, and that's the start of it all.
Okay, you're just about to kick off the tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
We're doing four dates out to Vegas with a lot of dispute, just like smaller shows, and then the actual tour starts in Vegas. So,
are you guys pumped up?
Yeah, yeah, we are. We're excited because, you know, we just got off Warped Tour, and this tour is, you know, it's a traditional club tour, four-band bill, so it's going to be really refreshing coming from Warped Tour to do, you know, a club tour like this, so we're pretty excited.
You guys excited for the smaller venues and actually being able to play a full set and all that stuff?
Exactly.
And not having to deal with the hot... How was Warped, by the way? Did you guys have fun?
Yeah, it was a crazy summer. It was very hot, exhausting, lots of people, you know. I think we crossed the country like four times.
Wow.
But yeah, it was cool. It was a cool experience, but definitely excited to do a normal club tour after that.
Let's see, I think we have a question here. A caller calling in. Hello, caller, you're on the air. We have Nick from Moving Mountains on the line. What did you want to ask?
Nothing, I just wanted to see if this number worked. This radio station's awesome.
Oh, okay, thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I guess he didn't have a question for you, but he just wanted to compliment us and not you. Sorry.
Oh, word. Well,
sorry about
congratulations.
That.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So what's a crazy...
It's a big moment for us.
Yeah, we never get compliments. Usually they call up and say we suck. Sam. What's the craziest thing that happened on Warped Tour?
Oh, the craziest thing. Honestly, I don't know. Every day was kind of crazy in its own way. I can't really pinpoint a specific crazy moment.
Well, why don't you give me one of the highlights?
One of the highlights? The thing about Warped was every day you're either in a field or a parking lot.
Right.
So, we played in the Gorge in Washington State, and
I would say
that was a highlight because the venue was literally on a cliffside, and mm-hmm. it was like the most gorgeous view of literally a gorge, and you could like hike down to the river. And the way that layout was set up was very different than every other one, so that was a definite highlight because it was just beautiful, and it was nice to not be in a parking lot every day.
I've heard good things about the Gorge. That's one of the best venues in the United States. That and...
Yeah, yeah.
And Red Rocks. Maybe someday they'll play Red Rocks. But
yeah, I've heard about that venue before. Yeah, I would love to.
So, how many stops are on this tour you're kicking off?
I'm not sure exactly. It's roughly like 6 weeks. You know, we have a day off here or there, but it's pretty much 6 weeks. Yeah, we hit up every major city more or less. Parts of Canada too, Toronto, Montreal,
and
just about everywhere.
So, you're saying that the craziest thing that happened to you on Warped Tour is that you played the Gorge? I don't really believe that. You got to give me a better story
honestly,
than that.
Every day was a crazy day. I mean, it's very overwhelming. There's a lot of people.
Then what's the average day like? Why don't you do that? What was it like?
Warped? Okay, you wake up 8 or 9. We sort of rotated the stage we were on. Most of our gear actually was carried in like a 18-wheeler. So we'd have to go over to our stage early in the morning, take the drums off of the truck, but like all the bands who are on that stage sort of helped out. So every morning you're loading off all the gear off this truck. Then
you don't have any roadies?
Playing, which we didn't find out till the morning of. You know, we could be playing as early as 11:45 or as late as like 7. So if we were playing early, you know, we'd play our set, and then we have the whole day to pretty much chill, do whatever, eat, you know. But
when did you
if we ended up playing later, we'd, you know, you'd end up sitting around, hanging out at the merch table, kind of maybe go back to bed. so that was that. But there, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And then every night, most nights, they had there'd be like a barbecue, and Less Than Jake would set up a bar, so that was kind of cool. If we had a late enough bus call, you know, we'd all hang out and have some drinks, so that was always fun. But that's pretty much it. And then we'd sleep during the night, and we drive however many miles to the next venue, and then you do it all again, and everywhere looked the same because it's just parking lots and fields.
At what stage in the day would you meet the girls?
The girls?
About what time?
Like, any girl.
Was it like 9 o'clock? We wake up, and then at 11 o'clock, the groupies come over, and then was it in the schedule there like that, or you saying that didn't happen?
It wasn't usually in the schedule quite like that, but
yeah.
But, yeah, we met some people here and there.
You what, here and there?
We met some people throughout the day, you know. We would do like a signing or something after we play, and a lot of people would come up and talk to us then, so that was a good time to meet people.
That's when you had the most action happen.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I'm glad that, good for you. It sounds like you guys had a fun time there on Warped. And we have your entire new album here, actually. So why don't we play something off of it? We'll play anything you want. We have the whole thing here.
I would start with the first track, maybe.
My Life is Like a Chase Dream. You want to hear that first? Or play that first? Okay. All right. Anything you want to say about this before we hit it?
No, not really. It's a strong opener. We'll be playing this live too. But
all right, cool. We have Nick from Movie Mountains on the line. This is the first cutoff of their new CD. Here we go. My Life is Like a Chase Dream. That's the name of the song. It's from Moving Mountains, and online we have Nick in the band. And what do you want to say about the new album, man? That was a pretty cool cut. I like that.
Thank you. This is kind of our second full length. We're really stoked about it. We've been the previous two records that we've had out are just kind of stuff we've been playing for a while and stuff we wrote a long time ago. So this newer record is sort of a much better representation of kind of where we're at right now in a band. It's kind of our live album. So it's the songs are really meant to be played live.
And it's called Waves, correct?
We're stoked.
And it's Waves is the name of the album?
Yes.
And you can buy it right now on your guys' Facebook page, I saw, which is pretty cool. Facebook.com/Moving Mountains, where you can pick that up. It's only $10. Or you can buy it on vinyl. That's pretty cool that you guys are on vinyl. That must be really cool to hear yourself play it on a record player. Have you done that yet?
Yeah. I haven't listened to the new record on vinyl. I don't own a record player, but, you know, people like vinyl. So I've heard our other stuff on vinyl, but it's a nice novelty thing. It's great to see the artwork, you know, that scale too. So that's cool.
We had a kid who called in during your song. He was bored and he wanted to be on the air. Let's see if he has a question for you. Did you think of something, dude, to ask the Moving Mountains?
Not really.
No? Okay. Do you want to say hi to him at least?
I'm talking on the air, that's what.
Yeah, you just think it's cool to talk on the air. That's cool, man. All right, well, thanks for calling, dude.
Other time. Cool.
Okay. Your fans are coming out in droves.
Out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
They all want to say hi. So Moving Mountains kicking off their new tour here soon. And, cool, man. We appreciate you coming on the show. And best of luck with the new album and the tour and all that good stuff. And, keep in touch.
Alrighty, thanks so much.
Have fun on your tour.
Hear the latest Extreme Bits interviews and podcasts at extremebits.com.